Oh, first of all, actually, we have to clap for Andrew for his choice. He chose the Sunday school songs. Actually, it was so blessing. Amen, amen for her, for his heart. And amen for God, for we can worship in him and with singing, with music. It's so blessing. I remember in Islam, they doesn't have this concept. Not in Islam, not in Buddhism, not in any religion. You can find worshiping God with a song, with the music, except the jitsu. But hallelujah for our Savior. Amen? For Christian life. Let's open it with a prayer, yeah? Oh, Father God, we so thankful, Lord, and we so thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We so thankful, Lord, for you give us joy, Lord. You give us great salvation, Lord. We can worship in you with joy. And thank you, Lord, for your word, for Bible, Lord. Please, Father, bless your word. Bless your word going forward, Lord. And bless me as well, Lord. And I pray in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. So we come into the chapter 3 of the book of Ruth. The story that not only warms our heart through Ruth's loyalty and the courage, but also invite us to reflect on God's providence and the rules of faith in our lives. In chapter 3, or in this chapter, we see how he bold decision of Ruth and Naomi under God's guidance led to the helpful future. This story reminds us that even in the darkest moment, God is at work to bring his good plan to pass. Do I have the remove things for changing a slide? Yeah, can you go into the next slide, please, Brother Jacob? Yeah, in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, the word of God said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Let's, before going to the chapter 3, allow me, just to share very briefly about the previous chapter. In chapter 1, actually we can see the Naomi, a widow from Bethlehem. After losing her husband and two sons in Moab, returned to Bethlehem with her loyal daughter-in-law, Ruth. When she was in the Moab, she lost his husband and lost his two sons as well. And maybe she lost the house or the land and everything because she was a Jewish, she's not a Moabian, and maybe everything she had in Israel, in Jewish, she not came to her according to the law. In the book of Numbers 27, verse 8 to 11 actually mentions if the woman husband die, that heritage they have come to the daughter or sons. If she doesn't have a daughter or sons, the heritage comes to the family. They're not coming to the wife. It's very interesting. I don't know why the law is like that, but yeah. The heritage or the land or house or everything may become to the brother of husband. If the husband doesn't have a brother, and everything comes to that close family, like a Boaz. The Boaz in chapter is a close relative to the Naomi. It's very interesting, yeah? So in chapter 2, Ruth goes to the glean in the fields of Boaz, a kind and generous relative. Boaz showed her kindness and the protections, ensure her safety and providing for her needs. Now in chapter 3, Naomi devises a plan to secure Ruth's future and to preserve the family names of Elimelech. The heritage, it was for Elimelech, not for Naomi. For example, the land or the house and everything was, it was for Elimelech, the husband, not for Naomi. That's why the law says if the husband die, the heritage come to the son or come to the daughter. But unfortunately, the Naomi, she doesn't have a son as well. Her son is die. Only she got the two daughter-in-law. And then she cried in chapter 1 and said to the daughter-in-law, please leave me back to your father's home. I don't have anything. I need to back to Jerusalem. Yeah, but we can see how Ruth make a bold decision. No. Okay. Yeah, be with me, please. Yeah. Well, thank you. So, in chapter 1, Naomi called herself Mara. In chapter 1, Naomi called herself Mara, which is meant bitterness, because her life had been filled with loss. Her husband and sons had died, and she returned to Bethlehem as a widow, alone and empty hand. In Ruth chapter 1, we can see Ruth said, for it grieved me very much for your sake, that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. She lost everything. She doesn't have everything. But in chapter 3, Naomi moves for despair to hope. She instructs Ruth to wish, anoint herself, put on her best garment, and to go down and go down to the threshing floor where Boaz is. And we can see in the verse 3, we read it already. Naomi said to the Ruth, therefore wash yourself and anoint yourself, put on your best garment, and go down to the threshing floor, but do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. The big question for today, why? That's a big question. Why did Naomi do this? Any idea? You why, sister? Do you think? Amen. That's right. Yeah. I'll bring a few points. Why did Naomi actually make this decision for Ruth? Naomi's instruction to Ruth was, international and full of hope. She told Ruth to prepare herself and go to Boaz's threshing floor for several reasons. The first one, she saw God's hand beginning to restore hope. No one told Ruth, go to the Boaz farms for the gleaning. Who got Ruth for going to the Boaz farms for the gleaning? No one. Naomi accidentally walk and they find the farms and they see the servant gleaning there, and then Naomi go and take up something for herself and Naomi as well, for her mother-in-law. And then Naomi understand this is the hand of God. God provide the open door for Ruth and for us. Naomi had witnessed Boaz's kindness toward Ruth in chapter 2. And she recognized this as a God opening a door of possibility. And this is a lesson for us, my brother and my sister. If our spiritual sensitive be open, we can see where God provides opportunity for us. As much relationship will be close with the Holy Spirit, and that God will guide us, show us to open at least a small door, but show us this is an open door for you. And the second reason, she desired to secure Ruth's future. Naomi loves Ruth. She saw her loyalty. She's not a bad mother-in-law. She loves own daughter-in-law. She cares about her as a mother. not mother-in-law. Naomi loves Ruth as her own daughter, and they want her to have protection, stability, and a blessing and a blessed future. And the third reason, she trusts in God's providence, providers. Naomi understands the rule of the Kishman, the Redeemer, is Israel culture, and they believe that the Boaz could be that one to redeem their family lines. And the fourth reason, she took a step of faith. Though she had once called herself bitter, Naomi now acting faith, believing that God was at work behind the scenes. That's a very important point for us. In other words, Naomi invited combinate with a rude courageous, opening the way for God's redemption and blessing. I'll bring a quote from the famous preacher, Charles Spurgeon. Actually, Charles Spurgeon actually mentioned, Naomi, by trusting God, providing guided Ruth toward Boaz, like a spiritual mother leading how believers to the grace of Christ. Her actions show that God accomplished his good purpose through human wisdom and obedience. Therefore, faith in God can move us from passivity to actions. Naomi trusts that Boaz, as a Kishman redeemer, was a part of God's divine plan for them. That's why the Naomi make this decision for Ruth. My brothers and my sisters, sometimes in life, like a Naomi, we may feel as if we have lost everything. But God invites us to take a step of faith and to take the future with hope. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28 and 29, Lord, invite us. Come unto me, all you have a labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and you learn from me. I am a gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest of your souls. This is a point for us, my brother, my sisters. The question for us, are you in place today where you need to take a step of faith? Go to the Christ. Go to him. He invites us. Amen. Come to me. This is our Kishman Redeemer. Amen. So, the second point, the courage and faithfulness of Ruth. Ruth bravely went to the threshing floor of Boaz and made a bold request. What was the request? Just a minute. In verse 8 and 9, we can see Bible mentioned, now it happened at the midnight that the man was a start and turning himself, and there a woman was laying at his feet. And he said, who are you? So she answered, I am Ruth, your maid servant. Take your maid servant under your wing, for you are a close relative. And the Ruth took a step, and doing with faith, and going forth, okay? Okay, Naomi, okay, mother, whatever you said, I do that. I trust God. Remember what the Ruth said to the Naomi in chapter 1. I believe your family and I believe your God. That's why Ruth make a decision. Okay, mommy, okay, mother, whatever you said, I go for. And then we can see Ruth ask Boaz for protection. This shows Ruth's loyalty to Naomi and to the family of Elimelech. It also showed her faith in God, who brought her from Moab to Bethlehem. Bethlehem means the house of bread. They all live in the bad situation. They live in the poor situation. They all live in the Mara. They lost husband. They lost father-in-law. They lost everything. But went back to the God. Went to repentance and back to the Bethlehem. And God provided the blessing one by one for Ruth and Naomi. Ruth faced risk and uncertainty, but she trusts God and they follow Naomi's guidance. My brothers and my sisters, sometimes God asks us to take a bold step even when we don't see the outcomes. I remember a few days ago, I received a text from one of my Iranian pastors in Sydney. He invited me for opening church. He started a new church in Hornsby in Sydney. And he's already a pastor in one church in, before Seven Hills, I forgot the name. Yeah, in that area, Blacktown, Seven Hills. He already is a pastor of that church. And when I see his invitation, I'm getting shocked. I said, how is it possible? He's working full time. He's a busy man. How he can do manage two church, be a pastor of two church? The one church is Hornsby, another church in like a Seven Hills, a Blacktown. He's far away. How he can manage it? And I called him. His name is Pastor Masood. I said, Brother Masood, what's happening? And he said, yeah, actually God opened the door for me. And they have a believers as well, and then God put it in my heart to run in church there, and I want to be a pastor of both church. I went to be in my church in the morning and evening in the Hornsby, and in that time actually they remind me Ruth's decisions. Ruth make a decision with the boldness, and my brother and my sister in Christian life, you have to have an act with boldness. You can't move in with the doubt. If you believe in God, if you trust in God, He's a powerful and almighty. Believe Him. Trust Him. Go for whatever He provided for you. And her action actually encouraged me. And they remind me, wow. How they remind me, wow. What an amazing deed Ruth when the Naomi told her. She going for it with the boldness, but not like a crazy. Boldness with trust in God. Boldness with the faith. That's why the Bible says the righteous shall live by faith. Without faith, impossible to please in Him. The faith, which is the main thing, going to some area, you don't know what's happening. But you believe me, you trust me. My hand be with you. This is a lesson of the Naomi and for us. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your what? All your heart, not half. All. Amen? And let not one your own understanding. Own understanding the main doubt. Sometimes you see a situation and you can't understand the situation. And they bring a doubt for you. That's the meaning on understanding. You want to manage with your own understanding. But impossible. You have to believe God. God, help me. I can move these steps. God, help me. I can go forth. That's why the Bible says, trust in God with all your heart. Not on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Psalm 37, verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. The question is, my friend, is God calling you to do something that requires courage? If the God calling you, say to the God, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Like Ruth, you can take the step by faith in God. And then third point we want to see in this passage, the kindness of Boaz. Boaz not accept Ruth's request with respect, but he also honor her for her loyalty. In verse 10 to 11, we can see, then he said, blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown me, for you have shown more kindness at the end that and the end that at the beginning, in that you do not go after young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear, I will do for you all that your request. For all the people of my town know that you are a virtual woman. Hallelujah for Ruth's testimony. She got a blessing testimony. All town, all the Bethlehem said, oh, this is a different. This woman is different. The blessing of God be with her. He also tell her that there is a closer relative and the promises to handle the matter honorably. Boaz's attitude remind us of God's grace. He will receive us in our weakness and provide for us needs with kindness and faithfulness. I want to back again to the Charles Spurgeon. And Charles Spurgeon bring a quote from this situation. Boaz, as a Kishman redeemer, is a picture of Christ, who by his grace received the loyalty Ruth under the shelter of his mercy. He not only saved Ruth from the poverty, but with love lifted her to a place of honor and security. This is the work of Christ. He receive us in our weakness and through his mercy give us a future full of blessing. My brother and my sister, this is the first step for us. The first step for boldness. Come to the Lord. Come to the Jesus. Without him, it's possible going forth. It's possible to receive a blessing. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 and 8 says, So let each one give as he purpose in his heart, not gradually or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver, and the God is able to make all grace abundant toward you, that you always having all sufficiently in all things may have abundance for every good works. In Matthew 5, verse 16 again says, let your light so shine before men that you may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This is a picture of the Boaz for us. This is a picture of the God for us. God saving us, and the God wants to be like him, showing own light to the people. We know many people in the world like Ruth. I'm talking about it spiritually. And I don't want to say to the men, get a second wife, like a boss. No, I'm not saying like that. What I'm saying, we know many people like Ruth, they need to know the goodness of God. They all need to know the love of God. That's why the Jesus says, preach the good news to all creation. Preach the gospel to all creations. How the people can find the goodness and the love? Only through Jesus Christ. When bring the person to the light of God, actually he or she can understand what is the meaning true love. What's the meaning true secure. Amen. Just as the Boaz showed kindness to Ruth, we can reflect God's grace through our generosity, kindness, good deed, and love so that others may see God's light shining. So, my friend, in this story we see how God is working through Naomi's decisions, Ruth's courage, and the Boaz's kindness. Ruth returned to Bethlehem in chapter 1. Her meeting with Boaz in chapter 2. And her bold actions in chapter 3. All part of the God's divine plan. Not only to save them, but also to prepare the way for the coming of David and ultimately Christ himself. Amen. Even when we do not understand what God is doing, He is working behind the scenes to fulfill His good plans. Can you trust God even in the most difficult, challenging of your life? He has a good plan for you. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 and 7 says, "Rejoice in the Lord. Always." Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men that the Lord is at hand. Anxious. Thank you. Be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplications. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which is surpasses all understanding, will all guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. My brother and my sister, the story of chapter 3 in the book of Ruth show us that God used our faithfulness, courage, and trust in Him to accomplish His good plans. Naomi teach us to move from the despair to hope. Ruth shows us the power of courage in obeying God. Boaz reminds us of God's grace that is always ready to redeem us. Through all of this, God provides is at work, leading us toward a future filled with hope. Ask yourself today, my brother and my sister, what step of faith is God asking me to take? Maybe God is calling you to hope like Naomi, to be courage like Ruth, or to show grace like a Boaz. Amen? Let's close in with prayer. Father God, thank you, Lord, for your wonderful word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the character, Lord, you put it in the Bible for us to teach us, to equip us, Lord, how we can live in as your beloved son, Lord. Please help us, Lord. Please help us, Lord. When we get discouraged, we come to you like a Naomi. We look into your hand. At other hand, when you God opened the door for us, we make a decision like a Ruth with boldness. And the Lord God help us be like a Boaz, show your grace to other people. Thank you, Jesus, and I pray in your holy name. Amen. God bless you.
Matthew, we're now going to sing a song about what really gets you into heaven. Let's stand and sing.
Washed in the blood. cleansing power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
After the benediction. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Please join us for tea and coffee in the back room. Thank you.